Hampshire's, this is David.
Hey, David, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Hey, good. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Yeah, it looks like I got the online application that you submitted. Just wanted to go over a couple things, get an idea of exactly what we're looking for here, maybe give you some initial feedback and, you know, get things started for you.
Okay.
So I have, is the name of the business, is it WD Abshire Co. LLC?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then you guys have been in business for 1 year, is that right?
Actually, my LLC has been around since 2008. I've been a project consultant up until about 14 months ago, something like 15 months ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I use my company as a single person, major heavy construction consultant.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. All right, and then, so are you you're the 100% owner of the business?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then, so it looks like you're looking, it's working capital, right, that we're looking for?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now it's up to $925,000 project that I need to start actually starting. Just need working capital to get us to the first payment milestone payment draw. And this is a Texas Department of Transportation funded project.
Oh, okay.
One of theirs, and I'm subcontracted to a company called. The Pelts Company out of Alliance, Nebraska. I've worked with them before on other projects. So anyway, I teamed up to supply construction aggregates. What the Pelts Company does is a product called roller compacted concrete. Instead of asphalt paving on this project, TxDOT has decided to use roller compacted concrete in place of asphalt.
Okay.
Because of the heavy truck traffic and all that, and what this project is, it's a roadside safety rest stop, your typical rest stops that are on the highway.
Oh, okay.
Except mm-hmm. Texas prides themselves in the kind that they build, and they're spending $24 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Some nice ones then, huh?
Yeah. Very nice.
Okay. All right. So you said the project, it's actually starting in a couple of weeks, and you need the capital to get you to that initial payment?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have any idea how much you were looking for?
Minimum of about 50.
Okay.
Not a lot, but enough just to get us to that point.
Just enough to cover that immediate need. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you done a working capital loan before?
No, sir.
Okay, I can give you a little rundown on kind of the way these work. And it's pretty much, from my understanding of your situation, it's pretty much in line for what you're looking for. Typically, what it is, it's unsecured cash deposited into the business checking account. You're free to use it however you see fit. They're typically set up on shorter terms. So, they can go anywhere from 3 months to usually 24 months, so like a two-year term. But really, the purpose is for just what you're looking for, to get you some short-term cash where you have a project in place where you know you're going to have a return on it. That way we get you the cash, you do the work, you pay it off, you move on. You don't set yourself up on a, two-year term where you're, paying extra interest to hold the money for a longer period of time. We want you to be able to get the cash, do the project, and move on to the next. So that's the program that we're working with here. Have you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The 90-day turnaround would be excellent for me because how TxDOT works is they do they don't start a project until all the money is set aside in escrow account. They can't touch it, move it, do anything else with it's dedicated for that project.
Oh, okay.
So thusly, if we bill by the 28th, we bill to our contractor, who in turn bills, sends his bill into Texas Department of Transportation by the 28th of each month. TxDOT guarantees electronic payment to that contractor by the 10th of the next month, and the contractor who we're subcontracted to has to, according to his contractual agreement to the state and also his bonding,
uh-huh,
he pays us within 5 days, so we get paid on 15.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty good setup. That's better than what a lot of other businesses that I work with are dealing with.
This is excellent, and it's spelled out in all terms and conditions right in.
Oh, beautiful.
They're beautiful at taking care of the needs of the contractors, and so it's excellent for us.
Okay.
And so we can have a next month, the end of October, we could have $300,000-$400,000 a month. So.
Okay, nice. So it sounds like, you know, I mean, okay, so give you an idea of what my job over here is. It's, I mean, first of all, it's to get you approved and then give you some options that are going to make sense. So to give you some feedback on what I see here is, you know, usually what I do is I get you approved for the largest amount in the longest term and then kind of work backwards from there. It sounds like we have a pretty clear picture of how much you need. So 50,000, what would be probably the top end of what you could use?
50 being the minimum. But really 100, but you know, I can get by with, you know, with 50.
Okay, all right, so 50 will work. If we can have options for 100, that makes sense. It might be something we can work with, but I'm going to work in that range. But it sounds like instead of going for the longest term, I want to set you up on somewhat of a shorter term just to minimize that cost.
Oh, absolutely. That's perfect, and that's what I had envisioned.
Okay, good.
That the turnaround would be that way. And do you need – I have a purchase order for the first contract, which is $862,800, and then they just issued another one for transportation. Or they will. I don't have it yet, but for another $62,200. So.
Okay, if you have the purchase orders, that is going to make getting an approval very easy on my end.
Okay.
And basically, yeah. So the next step in the process is to get you approved. So I will need a few things from you. The purchase orders are going to help me tremendously. In addition to that, these programs, they're primarily based on the cash flow of the business. So what we do is we take a look at the most recent 6 months of the business bank statements, as well as the most recent business tax return that you have. So the bank statements, the tax return, and if you send the purchase orders, I should be able to get you really good options in place pretty easily. Now, what do you guys do for your gross annual sales?
Oh, it hasn't been much since I've started just in the aggregate supplying business. I've only done 122,000 up to this point, so not much.
Okay. Now, do you have 6 months of cash flow?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. We can work with that. Okay, now how about, what does your personal credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
Well, it's, I don't know what they consider fair or poor. It's about a 640.
Okay, all right. I wouldn't call that poor. It's a little below the national average. National average is probably right around 680, 690 right now. But, you know, these programs, they're primarily based on cash flow for the business, so especially having the purchase orders that you have, it's going to show that the cash flow will be there. So it's not primarily based on credit. Credit's a small factor. What it does is it factors into what I see happening the most is the length of the term that we're able to get. So I think in your situation where you're looking for a short term already, it's not going to eliminate many of our options. So we're still going to have something to work with here.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's kind of convenient for us then. All right. And as far as a time frame for getting the funds in place, what is there an absolute date that we need to have it done by?
Just as quickly as possible, because actually I need to start the job next week. They just pushed the discussion with them this morning, and they would like to get started earlier.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. I can work pretty quickly on it. Basically, you know, I'll send you an email right now with all of my direct contact information and a list of what I will need from you. As soon as you get that stuff back to me, I mean, if it's here today, I usually can get you an answer tomorrow where we can go over some options. From there, it takes maybe a day or two to fund it. So we can get this all done this week. Now, have you looked anywhere for the financing yet?
I had my local bank and you know, it being a Texas project, I'm in New Mexico. I mean, I just don't have good luck with banks anymore.
Yeah, because I know a lot of times, you know, if something like $50,000, if this is like a typical amount that you're working with, sometimes lines of credit can come into play. But issues with those are they're hard to get, and sometimes it's just not enough. So that's really the situation that, you know, the working capital programs make a lot of sense. It allows you to access a little more cash, a little easier. It allows you to establish that business credit and build on it. So, you know, I just wanted to know if you got any of that feedback for you know, any other possible options. Because we can always, working capital, it's not exclusive. We can always do it, you know, to stand behind something else that you have.
Well, I would like to find a firm that I could work with, because I have other upcoming projects that are very typical of this one. I need, you know, this isn't a one-shot deal. I want someone that, it's a trust situation on both sides, of course.
Sure.
But I need to find someone that I can, you know, get a project. And some of these jobs come up very quickly, and you have to be able to move.
Absolutely. That's the nature of these programs, too. So I think you probably made the right call in reaching out to us, because that's exactly what we look for. We're a relationship-based bank. We only deal with businesses. The majority of our customers are returning customers. So the way that these work is, you know, I say the terms go up to 2 years for first-time borrowers. Once you are an existing customer and you establish that you can, you know, make your payments on time and able to, you know, make money with the money that we have, we get a lot more flexible. Terms become, you know, longer, lower rates, easier to just get the cash. After doing a first loan, usually my customers can give me a call and say, "Hey, Sam, I got another project coming up. I actually need the cash at the end of this week," and it's no problem for us. So, you know, I'd like to, you know, get some options in place that make sense, and we might have a fruitful relationship here.
Well, absolutely, because, you know, the relationship with a lending institution such as you and your company and your insurance company, I mean, you know, we're all partnered up, because we want everything to succeed and not have any issues and problems, and everything works good. So that's what it's all about. So I'm a realist. I'm not in this by myself.
There we go.
it takes others to make this thing happen, but.
Certainly.
And this is very typical of the kind of projects that I'm going to be doing now.
Okay.
With the same contractor with Pelz, I have two other projects that we'll be doing following this one.
Okay. Well, then, I mean, it sounds like we're pretty much on the same page here. I'm going to go ahead and send you the email right now with a list of what I need. Do you think you'd be able to get that stuff back to me today, just the bank statements and the tax return?
Yes, sir. I should be able to.
Okay. I'll tell you what. What I'm also going to do is I'm going to send you an application. I know you filled out the online application, but I'm going to send you one that's very specific to the program that I know that I'm going to get you into. So all I'll need is the application, the bank statements, and the tax return. Get those back to me tomorrow. We should be going over some options, and we can find something that works for you.
Great. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks a lot, David. Did you have any other questions for me while you got me on the line here?
No, sir. I think we're good.
Okay, perfect. And keep in mind, on the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you do have any questions, if anything comes up, you can give me a call directly. I will be handling you all the way through this.
Great. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate it so much.
Okay, no problem. Thanks a lot, David.